to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Have you ever said yes to something and then gotten into it and thought, oh, this was way more than I thought it was going to be, or I have bit off way more than I can chew, or why did I take on this task?
Right, sure.
A friend of mine was telling me the story. Her neighbors going on vacation. So they say, will you feed our betta fish while we're gone? And she's like, yeah, they're good neighbors. They have helped her out before. Yeah, no problem. I'll feed the fish. You know, like a day later, she gets a text saying, okay, well, you're going to need to, you know, you come in, you give the betta a little bit of fish, a little bit of food in the morning, turn the light on. You got to come back at night, turn the light off, give them a little more food.
Okay.
And even with that, she's like, twice a day, I got to come in, I'm turning lights on and off.
So far, I'm feeling like this isn't that hard.
No.
Okay. That is it. Okay, so twice a day.
A switch, dropping some food.
Then you got to come back later, drop some more food, turn the light on. Okay. So I mean,
I've been asked to clean cat boxes.
Hold on. Couple days later, she gets another text saying, okay, I think the fish, whose name I'm not going to say for some anonymity, but I wish I could because the name is perfect for this fish.
We have to protect the fish?
I mean, the fish is fine. Fish does not listen to us. We've tried.
She says, the fish might be getting like the scale disease.
Yeah.
So would you mind changing the water?
So
you get a little fin rot.
Yeah.
Would you mind changing the water as well? She's like, okay, all right, I'll change the water.
Now you've lost me.
All right, fine, I'll change the water. A few days later, she says, okay, we're going to be leaving tomorrow. Can you come on over to get the itinerary on how to take care of this betta fish? It'll take, you know, maybe about an hour. She's like, oh my gosh.
An hour?
Goes over. At this point now, she doesn't think that it's fin rot. She thinks it's something else. So she's being asked to, I mean, just to get us all caught up here, come morning and night to feed, change the tank now three times. Can you change the tank water three times?
Three times?
What is going on?
By the way, when you feed the fish, you got to turn off the filter because the filter makes the food move around too much. So you got to turn the filter off so that the fish will eat. And the fish is particularly playful. So when you drop the food, you need to drop the food in and then move off to the side of the tank because otherwise the fish will pay too much attention to you in front of the tank and not eat the food. This is a true story.
The text I send back probably on day one is, sorry about your fish.
Right. It took its own life. It was too much.
We are howling at this because, I mean, we've all had betta fish. Like, the betta fish is like the Hasta of the fish world. Like, it just survives somehow.
Because it eats everything.
I appreciate your love and care for this fish, but, oh my goodness. No, I cannot. I mean, this is, you are asking for this, you know, fish quite a bit. So anyway, she did, you know, my friend did all this. She, you know, she said she'd do it. So she's committed to this, you know, particular care of the fish.
Well, I can tell you my daughter Megan has a betta, and it's the only thing that has survived so far. She continues to say things like, you know, after the betta dies, I'm going to, and I like, the betta's never going to die.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
They survive. I mean, they're cockroaches.
That's what I mean. The Hasta of the fish world. You know, I totally agree. But so anyway, it got me laughing.
And I can tell you, Megan is not given quite that kind of care.
No.
And it still survives.
I know. I'm almost thinking the more particular and the more you try with the betta, the more it ticks him off. Anyway, so it got me thinking about, you know, when you said, you know, like feeding a fish, this sounds like no big deal. Yeah, I'll stop by when I got to sprinkle a little food in
there.
Turn
on some lights, okay. That's good.
And now then it turned into tanks. This entire project.
Yeah, no, this is too much.
280-1025.
Right.
You said yes.
You said yes and then learned you shouldn't have.
Oh, this was a mistake.
Once again, don't try to do nice things.
Keep to yourself.
Laura Lee, what'd you want to say?
I just want to comment on the betta fish.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like a real jerk. I think I might like be a really bad fish parent because we would go on vacation and leave our betta fish for a week with nobody to feed it. We just put one of those drop-in feeders and leave.
Well, that's what we all did. That's what I was telling my friend. We just did this, like, in January. We did that exact thing.
And you know, and my daughter, she's a little bit particular about how the fish should be cared for, and you know, she's constantly giving us instructions on it and everything. But you know, that darn thing would never die.
No.
And if it did die, we just go buy another one and replace it, and tell my son that it just changed colors.
Right. That's what beta fish do. Yeah. Party fish.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm with
you. I think we were all kind of thinking the same thing, Marley. Yeah. Yeah. You have a good day. Thanks for the call. Right.
Tweet us at Star 1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.